Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Today we're talking about setting up our community. And so we've been talking about each week what we're setting up. And we in the first week, we were talking about what we're going to leave behind. Any things you want to leave behind in 2023, anybody? Yeah, some things we want to leave behind. And let's leave them there. Let's not bring them. There's some things we want to bring into 2024, but there's also some things we want to leave in 2023. And so then we looked at our word life, our prayer life. And so we want you to use these, fill these in. And there's something just about writing it down, naming it, and actually being intentional about that. I want to ask you, when are you going to pray? Like, write down when I'm going to pray, when I'm going to read the Bible. It'll change your life. And put it in the schedule, put it in the calendar. Let's be really intentional about that. And then we talked last week about our stewardship. We give it up for Mitch Hammond. And we talked about stewardship. And this year, we're really wanting to set up our finances. And so that God is first in our finances. Here's the reality. If God isn't first in our money, He's really not first. Because the rubber does hit the road when it comes to our finances. And what we want to tell our money, we're not letting our money tell us. We're not letting our money lead us. We want to tell our finances, you are not first, God is. And the way I tell my finances, God is first, you are not first, is I bring my finances to God. And so I want to encourage you, what's that going to look like this year? But today I want to talk to you about setting up your community. And there is something powerful about having people in your corner who are praying for you, who are cheering you on. And we are seeing, you know, signs and wonders. We're seeing miracles happen. I just heard of a couple recently in our Manly location who've been believing for 11 years to have a baby. 11 years. And just this last month, they gave birth to their first child by natural means. Fell pregnant naturally. And I'm believing for that to happen for many others. There are people here today that are believing to have a miracle child, and we are believing with you. And there's something about having people in your corner that is really important when we're setting up our lives. And the thing about the New Testament, when you read the Bible, you're going to find that the New Testament is full of this phrase, one another. Can everyone say one another? One another. In fact, it's in the scriptures 100 times. In the New Testament, 59 times. It is specific commands teaching us how or how not to relate to one another. For example, Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage one another. Hebrews 10:24 says, spur one another on. That means to incite. It's quite an aggressive term. And so just calm down. But spur one another on to love and good works. Come on. Serve one another, Galatians 5:13. Instruct one another, Romans 15:14. Honor one another, Romans 12:10. Be patient with one another and forgive one another, Ephesians 4:32. Bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6:2. And speak the truth in love to one another, Ephesians 4:25. And ultimately, here's the reality, everybody. Our oneness with God will be grounded in how we treat one another. So it's one thing to have the vertical access of your faith happening, but you don't have the gospel without the horizontal. You don't have the cross without my vertical relationship and my horizontal relationships. I've got to have, if I love God, it's got to show up in how I treat people. And one of the things that erodes Christian integrity is when we say we know God, but we treat people poorly. When you confess, and are all up in the Bible and full of God, and then you treat that barista terribly, or you treat that person in your business who you work with terribly, it is eroding the Christian integrity of what our faith is all about. Jesus even said it more specifically in John 13:35. He said, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. The way people will know that you follow Jesus is the way you love people. There is this important thing that if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it actually grounds itself in relational qualities. Look at Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So to be Spirit-filled means the fruit of the Spirit shows up in relational qualities. Come on, somebody. So it's great that you can speak in tongues. It's wonderful that you can prophesy and you can do spiritual wonders. But how do you treat people? That's the real sign that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost fills us and He transforms the way we treat people. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say you can be spiritually prophetic and relationally pathetic. 1 Corinthians 13, and if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, wow, but have not love, I am nothing. Everyone say nothing. It's nothing. Spiritual gifts should never distance us from spiritual community, nor cause us to think that we do not need people. That we do not need real, vulnerable, and Christ-centered relationships. I remember when I first became a youth pastor, and how good was summer camp? Summer camp was amazing. And the new youth pastors are way better than the old youth pastors. The old youth pastors were rubbish. Thank God for Jesse and Eloise Ditchfield. And so I remember when I first became youth pastor, it was a wonderful day. They announced it and prayed me in, and then the next day was hell. And I thought, well, this is a good old stitch up. And so I became youth pastor. The next day I lost all my friends. I've told this story before, woe is me, lost all my friends. And then what happened was, when this happened, I felt like I was just leading youth ministry by myself, no friends. And I remember just after this had happened, Mitch Hammond and Matt Sharp turned up to my house, uninvited, not scheduled. Wasn't in planning center, wasn't anywhere. Come on, team. Wasn't anywhere. Wasn't synced in my calendar, wasn't anywhere. They just turned up. Mitch said to me, hey, we're gonna take you out to dinner. I said, are you really? They said, yeah, we're gonna take you out to dinner. And they took me out to dinner, took me to Pizzeria Ecchina. Anybody remember Pizzeria Ecchina? Down in Newport, great place, it's gone. But it was a great place. And they took me to this pizza restaurant every week, just week after week after week. They didn't ask for my permission. They just came in and they got in amongst it and helped me because I needed some people around me. You need people. And I got to tell you, you're going to have a time when you need other people to help you. There will be a day, if it hasn't happened, where you need other people who will step into the gap for your life. So here's my question to you. Who is your they? Who is your they? Psalm 122 verse 1 says, I was glad when they, everyone say they, said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Mark 2, we read about this story in Mark 2, 1 to 5. And when he returned, we're looking at Jesus. He's come to Capernaum, his hometown, and he's in town and everybody knows about it. Everybody's gathering to him. And we read this story in Mark 2 verse 1. And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. And many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them. And they, look at this, and they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. You know, we live in a Western culture where faith has really been individualized a lot. And that's not wrong. There is individual faith. And we read a lot of stories where Jesus healed people and he said, your faith He said, your faith, your faith, your faith. I think this is one of the only times I read in Scripture where it says their faith. Their faith. And we need to understand that a lot of the New Testament is not marked by mine, I, your. It's actually marked by us, we, they, them. When Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray, he said, our Father, not my Father, our Father. That there is a dynamic where we pray together, that we are stronger and we are called to draw near to God together. In Acts 12, Peter was in prison. The church prayed and the gates opened. The prison shook when they prayed. Acts 2, they were all in one accord when the Holy Spirit filled those that were gathered. We have geared things toward my faith, but I want to ask you, who is your they? Who are those around you that are praying for you? The paralytic in Mark 2 was unable to get to Jesus. And your situation, your needs may not be physical or as obvious as this man's was, but you will find yourself, there will be a day where you are vulnerable. And on that day, you need their faith. You're going to have a day where you need someone else's faith. And I want to ask you, who knows you to the point of knowing your needs? Who knows you to the point of knowing your struggles? The point of Connect Group is not just another high five, another Sunday acquaintances gathering. Connect Group is when we sit down and we know each other and we know each other's needs and we talk about our needs and we get prayer for our needs. You know, I love my Connect Group. I've been really itching for Connect Group to get back. And this last year, all year, I shared in Connect Group. So we would eat food. We'd eat food. You got to eat food together, everybody. You got to have food. Who likes food? Yeah. You got to eat food together. And so we eat food and the non-athletes eat the food, but the athletes don't eat the food. It's very offensive. And then we Bible study and then we pray at the end and we go around the circle and we pray for each other. I don't stand up and say, here is the word of the Lord. We just go around the circle and we pray for each other and we share a need. What do you need? Let's pray for each other. And we go around the circle and everybody prays for each person on their left or right, whatever day we feel like, whatever order to go in. And so we go around the circle and for a whole year, every time I've shared the same need in my life, which has been a family situation in my life, and I've brought it to Connect Group every single time to the point where everyone's like, oh, here we go again. You know, here's his need. Yeah, we know. And so I bring it and I got to tell you, I'm really excited because I can't wait for first Connect Group because I'm going to tell all the boys how I'm starting to see a breakthrough in this family situation. Who knows and who are you sharing your needs with? There needs to be people who know you and know the needs in your life. So who is your they? And I got to tell you, your they is not Pastor Richard and Kate Forsyth. God bless them. They support us. They are incredible pastors. But your they are your fellow believers. Your they is your connect group. Your they is the people who you're doing life with. The pastoral team, don't just call the pastor. Call your they. Let them pray for you. Let them help you. Let them come and stand with you. Let them come to that situation. Let them. Amen, church. We want to build a church where it's us, it's they. We are stronger. We are helping each other. One of our team members got a phone call one time and the phone call went like this. Hey, there's somebody in our location who needs help. Could you go down and help them? Could you get someone from the office to help them? And one of our amazing team members said, that is so, so good. The person said, can you get the church to help them? And the team member said, you know what? Yeah, let's do that. Let's get the church. And guess what? You are the church. And so that connect group who knew the need went down and helped that person. Who's your they? Who knows you and who knows your needs? And here's the thing. You can have people in your life who know you and know your needs, but they don't bring you to Jesus. these four guys, we don't even know if they were BFFs of this paralytic. We just know that they knew him, they knew his need, and they brought him to Jesus. They carried him. They cut the roof open. They did whatever it was going to take to get their man to God, to Jesus. But sometimes we have people in our lives who they know us and they know our needs, but they don't lead us to Jesus. When we spend time with them, when we have coffee with them, they lead us down a path that sets into more complaint. It leads to gossip. It leads to blame. It leads to cynicism and sarcasm. And please don't think this is just people in your world who don't know God. Often it's Christians. And so we are called to know each other, to share our needs, and to bring each other to Jesus. Who is your they? Check them. You might have some theys in your world that you need to create a bit of distance from. There might be some theys who should no longer be your they. They should be your old they. You need some new theys. You need some new people in your world who are going to know your need and bring you to Jesus. Going to knock down the door, show up to your house and say, hey, come on, let's go. So who is your they? We need a safe place where we can share things like sin. How you doing, everybody? You doing all right? One of the things that we all need to be able to do is confess sin. And so we know that when we confess sin to God, we confess vertically to God for forgiveness. But James teaches us we confess horizontally for healing. That you, to fully step into the light where you are forgiven and healed, you've got to confess your sins to God. 1 John 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins to him, he is just and faithful to forgive us and cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. But then James 5 verse 6 tells us that we must then confess, James 5, 16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So we need to bring things into the light so that we can be truly healed. This is the purpose of community, everybody. This is why we have connect groups, so that we can know each other. Our prayer for you is that you would be fully known, that this location, Oxford Falls, it's a big place, right? Talk to me today. There's a lot of people. It's huge. There's people everywhere. So this is your tribe. This is your tribe. This is what you're a part of. But you need people who know you. And I don't mean like knew you. Some of us, we've been in church for quite a while and people know us, like we're known. You're known around here. But that's not what I'm asking. I'm not asking if people know you according to who you once were. I'm asking if people know who you are today. Who knows your life today? Who knows your situation today? Who knows the current you? And that's what we need. That's why we have community, so that we can be fully known, that we can bring our needs, and we can have people who can carry us when we can't walk and get ourselves to God. Amen, everybody. It's the one another. Amen. It's the one another. Worship team, I'd love you to join me. So here's what I want you to ask this year is, who is your, in your setup, your year card, who are your 1 to 5? Who are the people who know everything about you? Who are the people in your world that you can bring things into the light? Who's that 1 to 5? I want you to name them. I want you to know who they are. Who are they? Who are they? And then who is your connect group? Hey, if you are not in a connect group, church, I want everybody in a connect group. Straight up. I want everybody in a connect group. That's how we truly care for each other. It's how we truly know each other. Where it's not some other side. Ooh, there it is. It's not some other side channel to being known. in our church. The way to have true, healthy, strong relationships in our church is to be in a connect group. Join team, totally. But make sure you've got a circle who know your needs, who are praying for you, that you can be vulnerable enough, be humble enough to share, hey guys, I need prayer in this area. Hey guys, this is where I'm struggling. Hey guys, this is what I need. Will you pray with me? I got this situation. That's what our connect groups are here for, in Jesus' mighty name. So everybody, close your eyes. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you're here today and you are feeling alone. And maybe it's not just alone from people, but actually you feel disconnected from God. And so here today, if you feel disconnected from God, we want you to be reunited with Jesus. Maybe for the first time, you need to be united with God. And so the simple way to be united with God is to say yes to Jesus, to raise your hand and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to receive you as my Lord and Savior. You don't get to God by being good. You don't get to God by having your world all perfect. The way to God is through Jesus Christ and receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He is the only way to have eternal life, the only way to have your sins forgiven. The only way is Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And so today, if you need to receive the way, the truth, the life, I want you to say yes to God today simply by putting your hand up. If you're coming back to God, not that God has left you, but you may have strayed from God, come to God and say, Jesus, you are first. I give you my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior on this great day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is a day, not another day. Don't put it off. Don't wait till next month. Don't wait till next week. Today is the day of salvation. If you need to receive Jesus, come to Him today. Today. Come to Him today. Now, here. If that's you, all I want you to do is raise your hand and say, that's me. I want to receive Christ today. Count of three. One, two, three. Who is there today? Thank you. Man, well done. Anybody else saying, that's me? Thanks, sir, up the back. Anybody else? Saying, that's me. That's me. I need to come to Christ. I need to receive Him as my Lord and Savior. Anybody else is saying, that's me. That's me. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on, everybody praying. Anybody else? You're having a battle in your head and your heart, and you know that's you today. If that's you, I want you to say yes. Say, that's me. That's me. That's me. Couple more seconds. Amazing. Few more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Let's all say this prayer together. This is the miracle. And it doesn't end here, it begins here. It starts here. So come on, everybody. I want you to say this with me together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I turn from sin. I turn to you, I receive salvation. I receive forgiveness of sins. I receive eternal life and I receive a new beginning in Jesus' mighty name. They all said, amen, amen, amen. Come on, everybody. Come on, church. I want you to celebrate. Two friends that just gave their life to Jesus. Come on, I want you to stand up with me. Stand up, stand up. Stand up. Let's reach out to God. Who is your they? Who is your they? Who knows your need? Who's praying for you? Who's with you? Who's in your corner? Who knows the real you? Who knows your actual life? Who's there? Fathers, who's praying with you for your children? Dads, you got some situations with your children. Who? What other men are standing alongside you, praying for you, praying with you? Mums, who's standing with you, praying for your children? business leaders, who's with you praying for your business? Teachers, who's praying with you as you lead those students day in, day out? Who are you standing with? Who's got your back? If you are stuck in an area, who's with you helping you get free? We help each other get free. We don't get free on our own. We get free together. Where are you bringing things into the light? Where are you letting the light of God? The gospel transforms us vertically, horizontally. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you, God. Speak to us, show us, show us. Show us today. Let's wait on God for a couple of seconds. Lord, show us. Who's our 1 to 5 intimates? Who's our 10 to 12 fellowship? Who are they, God? Help us set up our community this year. God, we thank you for what you are doing in advance over 2024. Father, as we release vision next week, we thank you, Lord, for the prayer meetings happening every morning. Thank you, Lord, you are covering us in your presence. Thank you, Lord, we are anointed to see the sick healed. Thank you, Lord, we are anointed to see captives set free. Thank you, Lord, we are anointed to declare the good news of the gospel. Thank you, Lord, we are anointed to reach Sydney. Thank you, Lord, prayer breaks out. Thank you, saturate us in your presence. Saturate us in your anointing. Saturate us in your power. Saturate us, Father. Let this place be like a river where we've been ankle deep. Lord, we want to be knee deep. Where we've been knee deep, we want to be fully immersed. Father, let the river flow in Jesus' mighty name. Let the Holy Spirit break out. Father, as we see the vision, next week in our PM service, we're going to have an anointing service. Jess and I felt we're just going to open up the altar, get out the oil, let the Holy Spirit move and get under a fresh anointing next Sunday night, vision in the morning. We're going to pray for everybody. But let's just get under that anointing. More seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Show us who. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, you open up our hearts. Lord, that we're vulnerable. We're able to share, speak and pray. Bring each other to Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You do a fresh work in Oxford Falls. Thank you, Lord, you're doing a fresh work in Oxford Falls. Thank you, Lord, a work of grace, a work of healing. Lord Jesus, Lord, as a church, we've been here for 40 years. So, Father, we thank you for a new era that is ahead of us, where there is thriving community, thriving connection, a whole new wave, a whole new level. Father, an open heaven like we've never known before. Thank you, Father, for our history. Thank you for Pastor Phil and Pastor Chris. Thank you for all you've given us. Thank you for all you've done. But we thank you for the future in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody, I want you to speak in tongues just for 30 seconds. God's doing things here this morning. I know you're doing so well. I promise, 30 more seconds. I won't lie again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for buses. Thank you, God, public transport coming our way outside this building. Have your way, Lord, have your way, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way in Oxford Falls. Have your way, bless Kaylee Karatz. Thank you for the anointing on her. Bless our team. Bless every Connect group. Thank you, Lord, for every story. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. Thank you for the deepening of Connect groups, the deepening of connection, healing, hope, light, and life pouring out. Let's sing Great is Our God one more time.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.